Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Director of the Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau, Jill Vandevort, joins us on today's program to talk about the impact of COVID-19 on tourism and how the organization is aiming to help local businesses through the situation. Well, Jill, we're obviously dealing with uncertain times as it relates to many of our industries, and one of the biggest is tourism. The big news coming out, of course, that Tulip Time this year has been canceled. We've already seen a significant impact on some of our local businesses as it relates to lower numbers of tourism and so on. What initially right now is the Pella CVB trying to do to maybe help in any way you can throughout this unprecedented time?
Well, we sat down as a staff yesterday, and as you mentioned, our sole purpose is to bring out-of-town guests into our community. Our job is to promote tourism, and our community is such a strong tourism-based community. We are a destination, so this does make huge impacts. Of course, it takes huge impacts on every destination around the world, but for a small town, we have to be really aggressive on an action plan of how we're going to bounce back from this. So as a staff, we did sit down yesterday and kind of put together a three-part plan, a response plan that we're working on in our office, and I'll be sharing that with all of our partners in the community as well. And if there's things that they want us to be doing that aren't on that list, we're happy to help make those happen. So anyway, for immediate response plan, we did add on our website at visitpella.com. Right on our homepage, we do have a page specific to updates in regard to the virus and the COVID-19 businesses that are closed, attractions that are closed, anything that has changed and, anything happening that has to do with that. In fact, our own office right now is closed as well. Until probably the middle of August, or at least until the end of the month. So you'll need to call or email me at jill@visitpella.com if you would need anything from the CVB. But what we did on the website, as I mentioned, was put together a whole list of notifications and updates, very similar to what you've done, Andrew, so they can turn to our website. We've done that the same way on our social media, on Visit Pella Facebook page. You'll be able to see those updates. Our staff is working constantly on a daily basis, watching social media to be able to continually update those posts for everyone as well. We also do have a great e-newsletter database, which is almost 7,000 visitors that subscribe to our Constant Contact e-newsletter. And we want to be able to keep in touch with them via the Constant Contact as well. So we are continually, at this point, planning once a week to continue to talk with our visitors through that newsletter. Again, alerting them to things that are closed, things that are open, things that they potentially could do, keeping in mind all the CDC requirements. Picking up food at the eateries and having a picnic once the weather and the skies clear up and you can be outside for a little bit. But just keeping in touch with our visitors that way. And we'll continue to do that as things change, that it is more safe for people to get out. And as our eateries are opening up for dining again and that type of thing, beyond the delivery services. But we do have a number of things that we have in our video library that we're going to kind of put those out. We're also going to work with Historical. When they're putting video out, obviously we're going to keep sharing that. We want to keep making sure that guests are still thinking about Pella when it is safe for people to travel again. And just keeping us at top of mind. Just today we kind of started some posts that have to do with testimonials, like we've got so many amazing comments from our visitors. It touches your heart, especially I work specifically with the groups, the motor coach bus groups that come to Pella during the festival, and the comments that they have emailed back. And, they enjoy coming, and many of them are year after year after year, and they become your friends, and they feel for us too. So super comments and such sweet words that are being shared. And we're sharing those with you on Facebook as well, so you can, so everyone locally can see those also. And then kind of our next steps will be putting together some recreational ideas. People can right now still kind of get out and enjoy the outdoors. We do have great recreational opportunities. All of us know that. So why not still think about doing some biking? Or a friend of mine went kayaking this week. It allowed him some quiet time to just enjoy nature and get away from a lot of the uncertainties that we're dealing with as a nation right now and as a world. So I thought, yeah, that's a great idea. And if you have little ones, Lindsay in our office here has a little girl, and they enjoy doing a lot of things outdoors together, like playing I Spy or playing a color game, looking for different colored items, or maybe an alphabet game that they can play, find something that starts with an A, or, you know, things to get your kids out as well and still kind of help them keep learning along the way and that type of thing. So we'll add those ideas to our social and our website also. That'll be the early part of the week or so. And then when things do get to a more settling state, we will start talking about the tulips. And, you know, we're trying to keep things lighthearted. There's just endless emails coming in over our website, and just trying to keep things like lighthearted about, you know, people are even asking, will you still have tulips when, because the festival is canceled? Well, obviously we will, but, and it's an odd question to ask, but we do respond with something like, please be quiet. We haven't told the tulips that the festival is canceled. So, just trying to keep things light on our end as well as we respond to our guests. But we hope and pray by that time that people can come and see the flowers. They're going to be, you know, they're going to be blooming in all their glory yet. So if that's an option, we'll really be pushing forward to promote the beauty of the community even outside of the festival. So, and, you know, our visitor guide has a number of things that people can do in it. There's Everything Almond is a page in there, and some of those things can still be picked up at a lot of our businesses and enjoy almond treats all along the way, almond-flavored items. And we do have a garden tour in the visitor's guide. So once things green up, we'll start promoting that garden tour. And again, it's outside, so hopefully at that point people can enjoy the fresh air and such. And then we're starting a lot of conversations with our partners about Christmas. How can we best bounce back with really building a much bigger Christmas season for our guests to enjoy and for our community to enjoy, for us to feel good about again? So maybe hoping to retreat some of that economic loss, and working together is how it has to happen for our community to regain the loss that we're going to feel. So those are kind of some of the plans that we're working on, and really looking forward to working as a community and with our partners on making these things happen.
Once again, that was Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau Executive Director Jill Vandevort. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcast. And you can subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.